Hey, Stacy.
Hey, Pastor Ray, how are you hanging in there this morning? I know it's been hard.
Oh, girl, I tell you.
I know you probably can't even find the words to really, really explain the feelings you are having right now. But, you know, when I got the news, I thought about you. And I thought about how, since I've been here at Praise, it'll be 8 years in December. I know when I would hear Miles Monroe here in Philly, I always knew that Pastor Ray Bernard from Impacting Your World Christian Center was going to be hosting that. And that's how I came to know more about the leadership that Dr. Monroe had for so many of us. And I said, you know what? Let me just give him a call. If you feel up to it, we can talk about it. If not, I truly understand. And I'm so glad that you were able to give us a few words of your dealings with Dr. Miles Monroe, his passing, and where do we go from here in the kingdom? Just take your time. I know you are still stunned, like many of us.
Yeah, I really am. I'm just, I've been just shocked, kind of numb. You know, when the information was first given to me, I didn't really want to believe it. You know, I just was in denial that initially. And then I went and I researched it. And when I really realized that it was true, it was just, I was just knocked off my feet, actually.
I know.
You know, when I think about Dr. Miles, he is an extraordinary guy. My wife and I were talking about him this morning. The first time we met him years ago was when we were youngsters at Oral Roberts University. I was in graduate school. We met him on the elevator at the Marriott Hotel in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And it was just him and his wife, Ruth, and Tracy and I. And how we were just youngsters at that point, but how we had really been impacted by Dr. Miles. I remember the first time I heard him speak, and I was just, you know, just really enthroned with just the wisdom and the impartation. And I had never heard, you know, anybody communicate on that level and for that length of time and captured you every moment. And Dr. Miles was an extraordinary gift to the body. He is going to be sorely missed. I don't know of anybody globally who has made the impact that Miles Monroe has. When I think about the depth and width of his life and his ministry, being able to bridge the gap between all nationalities, Asians, Africans, the third world countries, the impact that he's made in America, what he's done in Europe, Singapore, just all over the world. I don't know of anybody who has literally impacted this generation to the depth that Miles Monroe has.
He was such an awesome man of God and so powerful. The fact that you had a chance to study under him and really get to know him on a much personal level.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, I think of a couple here locally know him better than anybody else. And that's Paul and Angela Pipersburg, who head the Kingdom Chamber of Commerce. In fact, the Kingdom Chamber of Commerce is an organization that Miles helped found with them. His impact was just enormous.
Wow.
And I know I was just talking to Angela earlier today, and she was telling me how that just recently they had an opportunity to spend with Miles in a private meeting in the hotel. And it was unlike anything that they've ever done. It was almost like he had a premonition that his time was nearing.
Wow.
And it was so wild, you know, because he talked about succession and legacy. It's just weird. I just can't believe that this is all transpiring. I think about a meeting that we had recently with Prophet Brian Karn and how Brian had prophesied that there was a major death that was going to take place in the body of Christ that was going to shock the world.
My God.
And to find out that the person that he was referring to was Dr. Miles, I just couldn't believe it. Still can't believe it, actually. Just that we've lost such a general in the kingdom of God. And of course, Miles is an extraordinarily gifted communicator on all subjects. Very learned man, always emphasized the importance of being a finisher in life. So we're just saddened. I mean, Cece, we are very deeply shocked. I just think about all those folks whose literally lives Miles changed. He changed people's lives. There were people who basically would not be serving God today to the degree that they're serving without what Miles, the impartation that he made from with the kingdom message. He was preaching the kingdom message before anybody else. He and Ruth, they were just so humble. They were very personable. They were one of a kind. I don't know of any man or woman of God who has reached the status that they had reached to be more personable, more hands-on. Miles loved people. You could always find people around him. He just loved people. He would, you know, being from the island, he just appreciated and valued relationships. He really appreciated that more than just his time on the pulpit. I mean, he would want us to sit down and break bread. And
yeah.
Angela was telling me when they were together that he wanted to eat out of the same plate with them. So he understood, basically. You know, I guess God gives you kind of a warning at times, although you don't want to think it. But in our lifetime, I can't remember a person who, in the prime of their life, and who has made the global impact that they've made, that has left us suddenly like this.
It's just so quickly, and just to see on his Facebook page that they're still going to go on with the Global Leadership Forum, because that's what he would want.
Yeah, he would want that.
To see that that's still going to go forth, I'm very grateful for that. And I also saw where a former Atlanta mayor, Andrew Young, he was almost on that plane, but he didn't want to travel in the bad weather. And regarding his daughter, some reports are saying that she passed away on the plane, and some people are saying that's not quite true, or it hasn't been confirmed.
It is being reported that his daughter was on the plane, but there's some discrepancy around that.
Okay.
I don't think she's among the dead. I think the daughter's still alive, and that's what I've been told from reliable sources that are close to the situation. So we believe that that's the case.
You know, okay.
I would hate to think that his daughter is among the missing as well.
I really hope and pray that is not the case. But when you find out more info, please let us know so that we can make sure that we have the right information out there here at Praise, so that we can make sure our family is correctly informed. Of course, our hearts are heavy. Dr. Miles Monroe left so much here for us, and there's still a lot of work to do. And we have to carry on with his work, all that he instilled in us. And it will be challenging.
I totally agree. I think, you know, even though our hearts are heavy, and of course, at this time, I don't think of a person that I know who has not been just really devastated by this whole ordeal. But as you say, we have to continue to go on. We have to lift up ourselves. We have to recognize that God is our strength.
Yes.
And that we've got to just, as Miles would so desire us to move forward in this time, because, you know, this is what he lived for. He lived to make an indelible mark in the body of God throughout the world. He's done that. And I think, you know, it's up to us now to continue the legacy, to pick up and continue the message of the kingdom of God.
Absolutely.
We just have to go forward in this whole process.
You know what, Pastor Ray Bernard, something that's just so amazing to me, he actually left here the way he wanted to leave. And that was what he always taught and preached about. And that was leaving behind a legacy.
Yes, I totally agree. I mean, he just, you know, he died empty, as he would often say.
Yes.
He died empty.
You want to be empty. Give everything that the Lord has poured into you. You give it out. It was his time to move on because he was empty. But he gave so much. We have so many books. We have so many sermons. We have YouTube videos. We have a lot of his leadership material. It's just so much that he left behind where his work can still continue. And that's what brings me peace as well.
It does. And so, you know, we continue to quote him. I know he coins phrase, the purpose of the thing can never be found in the mind of the thing, it's always found in the mind of the maker.
My God.
So we think about Miles, you know, he certainly was, you know, he was a pioneer. He was a seer. He saw what our future would be like. And so he imparted us the knowledge and wisdom that could be used for generations to come. And so we're just so grateful that we've had the opportunity to know him.
Amen.
And pray for his family, pray for his son, pray for his daughter.
Amen.
Pray for the church over there in Nassau. The whole nation of the Bahamas is in mourning today.
That we would surely do. We would definitely keep everybody covered in prayer. And just know that we are praying for your strength as well. I know this was not an easy interview to do so close to his passing, but I thank you for taking the time to shed more light on an awesome man that he was, what he left behind as well. So I thank you so much for this.
Thank you, CC, and God bless everybody, and let's keep Miles and the family lifted up.